She's Rima from Brighton, relocated to London, over 4 million streams across Spotify. It is Eloise Viola. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. How are you keeping?
I am good. The sun is shining, and that is all that matters at the moment.
I was going to say, it's been a bit different to the last few days, where it's felt like we've gone through about four seasons.
It's so weird at the moment, and obviously not helped by the fact that you're stuck outside in a pub freezing, but determined to have a pint.
I was going to say, don't get me started. I've been there, literally, with all like the umbrellas up, and you've got it literally trying to blow your pint over constantly. I can't get over it yet. I want it to either be sunny or let us go inside again.
I know, please.
That's literally what I'm hoping. But in terms of you, let's start with how's it been during lockdown as an artist, and how you've been handling it?
An excellent question. I mean, I think just like artist aside, for me personally, mental health wise, I think it's been so hard. You know, it's been so hard on everyone, and I think that I consider myself super, super lucky. You know, like I've moved back in with my parents, and I still found it. So stressful, and just like couldn't believe how much of my sort of self-esteem is leaving the house and meeting other people. It's been crazy.
No, I definitely know what you mean. How was like, obviously, where were you living in terms of, were you outside like in London, or where did you have to relocate to?
So I went back to the countryside, which was actually really nice initially, and then unbelievably boring. but I just sort of decided that, you know, I quite like most other people, that I'm going to use this time really well and productively. And I sort of thought about really with my music, I'm going to write a new body of work that really means everything I want to say in my music. And we wrote a load of songs over Zoom, and then I set up a recording studio, like a very basic blanket fort type in a shed in my parents' garden.
Oh wow.
And then we wrote this whole EP. So the whole EP is a bit of a lockdown baby and was recorded in the shed and stuff. So it's quite an exciting thing to have happened, but at the time it was just because it was so boring.
I know, it's like we've just been trying to keep like ourselves entertained in terms of trying to do a few bits. Like most people are on Netflix, you're writing an album under a bedsheet.
So exactly.
That's literally how it goes. So where did it all begin for you?
Well, I always loved singing, but I didn't really see it as being a sort of viable career. I just thought, you know, everyone wants to be a singer, it's just not likely to happen. But when I was like 16, 17, Adele brought out her 21 album.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, When Someone Like You, and that live version was like absolutely massive. And I was like, I just love this so much, I'm going to have to teach myself to play the piano so I can learn to play these songs. And then sort of from there, the songwriting came, and sort of more piano playing. And that's when I was like, you know what, actually, this is something that I really, really want to do. And I think I'm going to pursue it. And I think I would never forgive myself if I didn't pursue it.
There we go. Like, it's one of those things that if you're really into something, you've got to go for it. It's like me, like sitting on here chatting rubbish for 3 hours. If I'm into it, I'll do it. But it's the same as you. I listened to a few of your songs. I'm definitely really into them, especially this new one, Body. It's like really upgoing.
Great, thank you.
That is incredible. Like I'm sent a lot of music, and I'm not doing this just because you're on the show. It's the best song I've been sent in a very long time.
Thank you. That's so kind.
That's all right.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, it's great. It's brilliant. But as like you say, the message of your songs are a lot about self-love.
Yeah.
Is this built from like personal experiences?
Yeah, for sure. I think that like particularly with body image, like growing up as a teenager, like I wasn't particularly overweight, but thought I was ridiculously overweight. And it was just like a constant, constant battle. And I feel like how much better would my time have been spent if I was thinking about more schoolwork or more singing and songwriting than how I looked and my body. And so when I went to uni, it kind of escalated and got worse, and the eating problems became like a real issue. And I got some help with it, and I just realized, you know, like even now, I'm now 5 years older, I'm 25.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know. I've got the amount of friends that I've got that are like, I love my body, or my body's fine, it does the job, are so few. And it's just, you know, it's horrible. And the fact, you know, I think like recently this year in 2020, we lost Nikki Graham
yeah.
for an eating disorder. I think Trevor Noah's daughter died of an eating disorder. Like, how can we have in 2021 people dying from an eating disorder?
We can't. And it's bad.
It's unbelievable, and it's just, it's really terrifying. And I think that essentially it all comes from how you speak to yourself and self-love. And obviously there are varying degrees of eating disorder, and it's not just, you know, it can be solved by self-talk. But I do think that generally, as a sort of population, the way you speak to yourself is so important, and it kind of starts there. And hopefully if people start being kinder to themselves at a younger age, it won't develop into something a bit more damaging.
Yeah, definitely. Is this where the inspiration for the song Body came from, or is that something totally different?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all of my music is about how you speak to yourself, and speaking to yourself kindly, speaking to yourself in a way that empowers you. But when lockdown happened, I was like, all of my songs are about this, but they kind of have different examples of it. So, like, getting like strength from vulnerability in a relationship, for example. But I really wanted these lockdown songs to represent exactly what I'm talking about, and that is why Body came about, because I was like, actually, we need to be explicit about, this is about body image and how you speak to yourself and loving your body. Yeah, so that's sort of how that came about.
Well, there we go. It's just, like, I love how you explain it, just, like, everything's so much about self-love in terms of, there's not many artists, like, you know, you get the same type of songs in the charts at the moment, all talking about the same thing. It's nice and refreshing to be something a bit different.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I hope. Like, when I first started writing, because I was sort of doing the Adele stuff, I wanted to do the My Heart Is Broken ballady thing.
Yeah.
And I worked with this producer, and he was like, Eloise, you've got to write for pop. And at the time, I was like, oh, I don't want to write for pop. And now I'm so grateful that I did, because I think it's a real opportunity to sort of say exactly what I want to say, which is about this self-love stuff. It's not just about walking down the street, I'm amazing, you know. It can be that, but it's also like, how can we actually, you know, I want people to listen to my music and be like, oh my god, I didn't think about that in that way, and that's really helpful, and that kind of thing. So yeah, I'm hoping to actually make a bit of a difference in people's thinking, even if it's just a, oh yeah, I didn't realise I was being horrible to myself, and actually that's not going to achieve anything.
Yeah, you're being like an inspiration for yourself and others, which is a massive thing. For the future, one last thing. What can we see from you, Eloise? And then where can we find you in terms of across, like, YouTube, like all your streaming platforms?
Yeah, well, the future, what does the future hold, is an excellent question. I've got quite a few other songs coming out this year that are all kind of on that same message that I'm really, really proud of, and they were the other ones that were written in lockdown, but I'm very excited for people to hear. It's kind of a slightly new direction. There might be a tour that is happening. I will not say any more.
Oh, come on, give us more of a clue. Come on.
There might be a tour. Well, it's not 100% confirmed yet. We're about 98% of the way there.
Okay.
So if you want to find out more and potentially see me on tour, then you can find me at Eloise Viola, which is ELOISEVIOLA. And I'm on absolutely, you name it, I'm on it.
You're literally Spotify, YouTube, the works.
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter, Amazon Music, Tidal, everything. I'm everywhere.
Okay, well, we know where to find you then, and I'm looking forward to see when this tour's going. Do we have any idea? Is there anywhere, like, any idea where the gigs are going to be?
Across the UK.
Oh, you're being...
Should be a city near you.
Oh, you're being very coy on this.
Well, only because if it doesn't happen...
Yeah, I know.
I know. What are you doing?
You're trying to plug a tour that's not going to happen. Yeah, that might not go well. But anyways, Eloise, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's all right. And fingers crossed, everything goes well, and we'll get you on again soon.
That sounds brilliant. Thank you.
All right. Cheers, Eloise.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.